And I'm sure the people out there are wondering too, how's your health doing?
I'm doing much better, thank you.
You look great, by the way.
Thank you, yeah. Thank you so much.
Dan, what about yourself? This is, what, your third term?
I'm running for my third term. I was in Elk County government, as you know, for 15 years before that. So actually, I've been at the county for 22 years, but elected two full terms and running for my third.
And what were you in the government before?
I was the planning director. So I had a direct involvement in the municipalities, which I felt I learned how it was supposed to work. And to me, that is you go out, you interact, you learn what the people need, want, and you help facilitate that in your position.
And Ronnie, this is your second term this time, right?
This would be my second term coming up, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You were a commissioner before?
I was a commissioner 40 years ago, so I have a little time in grade, but I don't have the experience, and it's just been great to work with June. She is, when I first come in the first couple weeks, she says, I think you're going a little bit too fast. Just slow down a little bit. So,
always listen to a woman, yeah.
Absolutely, she was right. You know, when you first get elected and you know, have a little bit of experience and knowing, you sort of rush in, and we don't agree on everything in Elk County, but when we're all said and done, and we filter through all the good and the bad, when we come to a public meeting or we make decisions, we make it unanimously. We don't go out and we don't fight and spar around. When we make decisions, they all affect the people of Elk County. So it's very important that we stick together on the things that we do.
It's really been an honor having you today on my program. I think it's been very informative. There's a lot of topics we did not discuss, and like I say, the hour goes by pretty fast. But I really appreciate all of you coming, and it's very nice of you to take time out of your busy schedule to do this.
Thank you very much.
And, you know, is there anything that we missed that you might want to say or anything?
The only thing I might say that maybe a year from now, or we may be on Talk of the Town again.
Okay. And, you're welcome
and
anytime.
Maybe, you know, discussing a lot of the other programs that the county administers, like the mental health and mental retardation, going into our prisons and our probation and parole. And so there are a lot of programs that affect families that we administer, and we didn't have an opportunity today to talk about. So it's an awesome job and an awesome responsibility, and I'm humbly proud to say to the people of Elk County to thank them for putting me in that situation.
Well, you guys, you know, you're always welcome to come on the program, and I'm more than happy to have you. And you know, we'll do that, Ronnie. It's a good suggestion. We'll have you more often.
Thank you.
I didn't want to hear from your busy schedules. You know.
I listen to your program every Sunday, and it's a tremendous asset to our community. And we also want to applaud you for the just outstanding job that you do for our community. It's something that you don't see. You know, you've sat here and you've got these people on, but it's the people out there that you talk to that say, boy, that was a great program, and you've had some wonderful people on.
We're going to upgrade it a little bit, even some more. Actually, I should have been in Harrisburg yesterday, and they did give us another award, not bragging, but the Award of Excellence for this program. It's the third award that I've won.
Wow.
So it's from the PAB, so it's not just a regular award. And what happens is the people in West Virginia grade the Pennsylvania, and Pennsylvania grades West Virginia. So it isn't from Pennsylvania. You can't have any inside politics or nothing like that. People don't even know who you are.
Yeah.
So we're pretty proud of this program. And again, proud to have you as guests. And you're welcome back anytime, and I will be giving you a call.
Great. Thank you. Thank you
very much. Take care of those trees, would you?
We'll try. We'll look at that.
Thank you very much. And out there, if you're listening and, you know, you see a soldier, you see a lady that's in the service, just say thank you. We appreciate that. See you next week. Bye-bye.